Hi guys, welcome to the channel. We have a lot to cover as Apple event is also planned for this month sometime. Before that, let's discuss the today topic, what we have. So today we are going to talk about namespaces in Swift. I have Mr. Bopanna with me. Let Bopanna give a quick intro and then we can take his help to understand the namespaces. Hi Bopanna, welcome to the channel.
Hello Gaurav, thank you. Hi everyone. I have been working as a Mac developer for around 11 plus years. And it's very exciting to discuss about the namespaces, how it's been used in Swift in Objective-C.
Nice. So Bopanna, your overall experience is in Mac OS development itself.
Exactly.
To work on iOS?
iOS, probably one or two applications at the beginning.
That's so why I asked you is like if say you get exposure from the Mac OS side, we will have a lot to discuss because there will be a lot to learn. So good. That is good. So
yeah. Side by side, I also develop these freelancing iOS applications as well.
Oh, nice. Nice. That is good.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's get on to the topic. The topic is namespaces. So Bopanna, I think we'll talk raw. Like what exactly the namespace is. We'll go to the basic uses of it and then we'll get into the more complicated way or the simplest way we can use it in Swift.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, over to you.
Yeah. What are namespaces. So, in simple terms, namespaces are a way of encapsulating items, grouping up of items. Okay. So, for example, let's take an example of, a file system in any operating system. Okay. So, if you take the example of a directory structure in any operating system, say a file named sample.txt can exist in multiple directories. Say a directory A and B.
So, I'll just break it. Yes. So, I'll break it like in Finder, I create two folders, directory 1, directory 2. And in directory 1 folder, I have a sample text. And in directory folder 2, I have a sample text.
Exactly.
So we have the same file name
same
existing
file name.
In the two directories.
Right. So how this is, even though the file names are same, how this is, these are uniquely identified across. So it has its own directory path, is it?
Correct.
So each file name is prefixed with its own directory path, which uniquely identifies that particular file in the file system.
Understood. In our case, like we had directory 1 folder, directory 2 folder. So if I have to access the first file, it has a reference of directory 1 folder.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's the same principle extended to the namespaces in programming world as well.
Okay. So understanding it correctly, you can have same name files can exist in a project.
Right. Exactly. So this is with respect to the file directories. So just to have the high level this thing, in programming world, you can have same class names in multiple frameworks. Right. So in Objective-C, it may not be possible. In Swift, it is possible. So how we are going to achieve it? So let's discuss in
understood. So when you say Objective-C, it is not possible. So Objective-C, it is not possible because the same name we cannot have. So I have a project which is using a framework and framework is also having the same file and project is also having the same file. Cannot exist side by side.
Exactly. So if we see the convention of creating the classes or the structures in Objective-C, you see, every class has its own, prefixes.
Yeah. So if somebody has defined specific font class, they will have their name.
Exactly. So in this discussion, we'll take up the example of integrate. We are developing an application which integrates both Instagram and Facebook. So we have an Instagram framework and the Facebook framework. So some classes would be same in both the frameworks. So how they are uniquely identified? So they might create the classes with the prefix of INS for the Instagram, and in the Facebook, they might create the classes with prefixes with FB.
FB. Correct. That is good. So, I understood. So, if I have to highlight the challenges, in Objective-C, the challenging part was if we wanted to have the same class in the framework and the project, we used to having a prefix it with some letters. So that they can uniquely identify.
Yeah, ideally for the compiler not to get confused. For example, you integrate both the framework, Instagram and Facebook framework. Suppose say we are using using a structure or a class called URL, which is used in both. Use both frameworks. So okay. if you are using URL, that particular URL type in our project, so compiler will get confused which URL has to be used, either Instagram or Facebook. So, but the it's an responsibility of the developer's responsibility when he's developing the framework. His whatever the classes he is defining, make it unique to his particular framework.
Got it. Understood. So when we talk about the namespaces in Swift, is this problem not there when we are talking about Swift?
Exactly. So okay, right. So in Objective-C, what happens? How we are going to solve this using a prefixes, right? So uniquely identifying.
Correct.
All right. So when we come to the same example, let's take into the Swift development. Okay. We can use the class URL in both the frameworks without any prefixes. Okay, so that's where the namespaces comes into picture. Okay. So in Objective-C, I'm not saying it does not have a namespace. It has namespace, but it has only one global namespace. So all the identifiers are created in that particular one global namespace. But whereas in Swift, each target or each module has own namespaces. Understood?
So each module has
own namespace.
So each module has its own namespace, and that overcomes the flaw which we were seeing in Objective-C.
Exactly. So Instagram, exactly. So okay. Instagram is a framework which is developed in Swift, and its module name itself is Instagram. And the Facebook is the framework, is developed in Swift. Its module name is Facebook. So both frameworks has the class URL. Now, when I'm importing it to an application, and if I'm trying to use URL, just URL, still the compiler throws the error saying that which URL to use. So those frameworks doesn't need to prefix their class names to INS or FB to make uniquely identify. Instead, what we can do is in Swift, if you are intent to use Facebook URL, we can say Facebook.url.
Okay.
Or Instagram URL, you can say just Instagram.url. That's it. So that Instagram itself is the namespace.
Okay. So let's move to the another part. Now we understood like in Swift, it is module based, not on the global base, correct?
Exactly.
So how do we define a namespace in Swift? Like do we use classes, struct, enums? What do we use basically? And what is recommended? We'll discuss in the final.
Yeah, to declare any constants, it's always better to go with the enums. See, for example, let's take an example of creating a URL constants. Say that both the framework has to communicate with the server, and it has some related URL related constants. Is it? For example, say base URL and relative path. Say these two are the different enums. Different constants. Okay. Now, now to group up these particular constants, we can either go for a struct or we can go for an enum. Okay. So if you ask me, I would rather go for the enums. Okay. So why I recommend.
So I just wanted to say, like, when you're talking about struct, so I will have the constant name struct, and I can actually categorize it inside the struct. I can have multiple structs to be specific what type of constant it is. So if it is UI related, I can give a new struct, which will say UI and then UI related elements. So I can organize that way. And similarly, I will do it in enum, correct?
Exactly.
Enum and then what we call it, nested enums. We can
nested enums, guestless enums, yes.
But since it both are same way, correct? Is there any difference when we talk about structuring?
See, one major difference what you see is enums does not have init methods.
Okay, so
it does not
so
have
we init. Are talking about caseless enums here.
Caseless enums, correct. Exactly.
Okay.
Caseless enums. It does not have init method. So we are as we are just declaring the constant, we doesn't need the init method. And we doesn't need to create any instance of it, right? So if you are grouping those constraints in structure, so to eliminate the creation of that particular structure, so what we do is we'll make that init as private. So some extra code is added in the structure to avoid that init,
got it.
Method.
So when there is a possibility, just to avoid confusion also, I think the extra code also and confusion also, because
exactly.
If you have a struct name constant, you can still have constant with the brackets.
Exactly.
But compiler will give a warning if it is a private init.
Correct.
But there is still possibility you will end up doing that initialization, correct?
Correct. Exactly.
Okay.
So it's always
so
better
for clarity
to go for
purpose,
enum. Yeah.
Enum should be used as a namespace.
Namespaces.
And enums, like I was talking initially, so we can have enums in the nested format as well, correct?
Exactly. We can have that to have a better, create the hierarchy of the constants.
Great. So I think we got a good understanding of it. I think when we initially thought namespace, then I wanted to understand like how it is used in Objective-C. When we are talking about in Swift, what overcome we have done, like if in Objective-C we were restricted at some path, but in Swift, can we do it differently? Yes, we can.
Yes.
And I think the final discussion we had, we are like, you can use namespaces as struct and enum, but yes. So enum is the recommended way due to different reasons, correct?
Perfect.
Yeah, this is great. I think we have wrapped up this topic very quickly, Gopal. And thank you very much for having a great explanation. I think you took very nice examples. So this is really good. Before we say goodbye to our listeners, just wanted to know where they can find you. Are you on Twitter, where they can follow, or GitHub or anything? If not, then also there is an option. In the future episodes, we'll include that.
Okay.
So I think we'll meet in our next episode then. And by then, I think we'll have more information how you can reach out to Subhapanna. And you can, there is a lot to learn from him on iOS and Mac world.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gaurav, for giving me a chance.
Yeah, Subhapanna, I think it's a pleasure. We have to learn a lot from you. And I think we were planning this podcast from very long and finally we did it. So
yes.
That is great.
Let's.
Yeah. So, okay, guys. Bye-bye. We'll be back in our next podcast with more such topics. So, see you.
Bye.